T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. Capitals with a big win last night. That's 9 of their last 10 in the win column. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our pal, Capitals analyst for NBC Sports Washington, Alan May. What's up, Alan?
What's up, Alan?
Hey, guys, not a whole lot. Just you guys and me trying to talk some hockey.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you know what? I was watching a little of the pregame yesterday, and I was telling Cakes, I was like, I think Alan May is not 100% like a groovy guy. Like, we've been talking about this lately. Like, I don't, and you know, Holtby had a chance to play yesterday and played well. What's your take on what Trotz should do come playoff time?
Well, I think you have to let the season play out, because I really think players are who they are the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying goaltenders, it's all players. And I have a groovy guy, I'm a happy guy. And what's really bothered me about the goaltending situation is how many people have thrown Holtby away after, you know, 6 seasons he has had one bad month. And we don't know what the exact reason, you know, was it fatigue, was it, you know, something physical, was it a combination of both? And I saw a guy that was incredible last night. He kept his team in the game, and how many times he's done that over the years. And certainly this year when the team, you know, was not good in the first 2 months of the season. And Grubauer was not good in the first 2 months, and he's really found a niche right now. He's been playing very well. He had to battle, you know, from a horrendous record at the start of the year to get back to a winning record here. And, you know, with his little tweak or injury, Braden had to tweak a week ago as well. You just got to be careful with both of these guys. But I think going into the playoffs, it also depends on who your opponent is. If it's the Philadelphia Flyers, do you put Grubauer in net if the Caps are playing them? They've lit him up for 13 goals in 2 games. Mm. They scored a total of 14. So you've got to take that into consideration. What I would like to see, because I think all the Braden's problems started in the Pittsburgh game about 2 months ago, where the Caps lost 7-4 on a Friday night in Pittsburgh. And they were awful. And he was hung out to dry. I would only say that one of the goals in that game was on him. And after that, he really struggled. And Grubauer, on the other hand, you know, his play picked up. But he also had the Buffalo games. You know, they spoon-fed him a couple wins, getting him back
right
to a winning record. So, you know, I think they almost look identical to me. If they're both confident, I can't tell them apart. But I think whoever your opponents are, and depending on how the goaltender's track record is against that opponent, that's who you have to go with in the playoffs.
All right, Alan, our producer is speculating. I don't know. Your phone isn't the best. Are we on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. It's just the cells going in and out. I don't know if we want to try and get a better connection. It just seems to be going in and out. Why don't we call you back, and we'll see if we get a better line. But so pretty much he's saying matchups for the goalie.
Dictate.
That is kind of scary. I didn't realize that Grubauer
was being lit up by
the Flyers.
I didn't know that Grubauer had been punked by the Flyers to that extent.
So they own him.
Yeah, and that's something that Coach Trotz is going to have to look into as far as matchups. How healthy is Grubauer heading into the playoffs? We know he's tweaked something of late that's keeping him out of the lineup. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a tough decision for Coach Trotz as to who to go with.
I just have a vibe that Holtby is going to be relied on.
I thought Grubauer was the guy, but then we kind of thinking Holtby's having like this down year. He's still, I know this is record and it's not save percentage, it's not high danger chances, whatever, but when Holtby starts, they're 32-15-4. It's pretty damn good. And Alan's back with us. What's going on, Alan?
Hey, hopefully this is better, guys.
Hopefully it is. So anyway, they got a win last night with Holtby. How did he play? Because I didn't see one of the goals, but I saw on Twitter that some people were saying one of them was kind of a softie.
Well, you know what? Once again, Twitter has been very cruel, and
yes,
you know, people are hypocritical in this area right now, and you know, they're picking them apart, and you know, people are looking for problems, and you know, the first goal that was on him was a goal must scramble with everyone all over the place. Rangers were playing a fast game last night, and it was just a goal, and you know, it was from a high danger area, more Rangers than Capitals, so. He was excellent last night. The Rangers outskated the Caps. They played a better game than they certainly did the other night in Madison Square Gardens. But I thought Holtby was spectacular last night. He made a lot of saves that shouldn't have been saved, shouldn't have been stopped. And I thought that was important for him to make sure he's building up his own confidence. And, you know, I just look back at his play over the, you know, that period where he was having a tough time. More than anything, I just think that he was fatigued. He had too much clutter in his brain. Was overthinking the game rather than playing with confidence. And, you know, he got back to basics. He needed a little time off, and I believe it worked. He's got three wins in a row now, and they weren't spoon-fed to him. He had to earn them. And once again last night, an inexperienced Rangers team, and Holtby looked very well to me.
Alan, last night, Caps Twitter was raving about Shane Gersich's debut, and Barry Trotz was as well. His quote was, "If he's got better than that, then I'm really excited for sure." Talk about Gersich being added to the lineup this late in the season. Talk about his background and what he brings to this Caps team.
Well, you know, when they drafted him in 2014, he was still in high school, and he played a few games with the national development team, a couple games of junior, and, you know, he was a long shot. He looked like he was about 12 years old back then when they picked him up. Now he looks like he's about 15 or 16. But, you know, one of the things is he's the smallest player on the ice last night. He's not the biggest guy, but his skating is elite. And he's able to do things, and he doesn't look like he's moving, and he just whips around players. So the University of North Dakota has a phenomenal program, and it's like an NHL breeding ground. They have so many players in the NHL right now. You know, TJ Oshie played there. Taylor Turney, who's no longer here, played there. You've got players Brock Besser in Vancouver, who was probably going to win Rookie of the Year until he broke his wrist. There's a lot of players, and what they do there that makes them so successful is teach players how to play the pro game and how to, you know, value little plays on the boards, little outlet passes if you're a winger, how to protect the puck to kill time, how to protect the puck and spin off and create scoring chances to go to the net. And he did every one of those things carbon copy last night very well. Played 8 minutes and 50 seconds. Somewhere in that area, and I thought he played a smart game, an intelligent game, and because it was a simple game, it stood out, and because when you're lightning fast like he is, you stand out, and especially if you're a straight-line player going to the net, so he had some great scoring opportunities. He had, I think, 6 shot attempts altogether, 3 that hit the net, should have scored on a couple, but I really liked his game last night. You know, he came out of a program where they value all the little things that, you know, other players haven't had to, you know, haven't been forced to do or play like. And I'm thinking of a guy like Andrei Burakovsky, how he came into pro, not valuing some of those things. And now it's kind of hurt him a little bit. Jacob Vrana, the Caps are giving some tough love to because they want all those little things valued. And I think that'll be a payoff for the Caps in the long run.
And by the way, Gersich got pranked by his teammates as they took to the ice for the pregame skate. He had to go out and do like 3 laps by himself. Is that
well? That's the only time that he looked nervous last night. I said, "Oh my God, this kid's he's fried right now because he went out there. He looked like he was wobbling because I know how good he can skate. I've seen him skate a lot, and he looked very, very nervous. And you know that was the toughest part of night because you know the guys just want they're at their safest place, the place they feel most comfortable when they're actually on the ice in a game. You know everything else goes away. They're not overthinking. They're just playing the game and having fun and doing something they've done." You know, probably 1,000 times since they're a little kid.
So, Alan, I know this team doesn't have the amount of points they had last year. They're not going to get to the 55 wins that they had last year. But do you feel differently about this team than you did last year at all?
One of the things I really didn't like the last 2 years, and I'm an old school guy when it comes to every game is a value to me, and every game matters your effort and execution. And I felt that maybe the last 6 weeks of both of the seasons, they were so far ahead of everything. I mean, they clinched the playoffs so early. But I just felt like they were complacent, somewhat arrogant, maybe cocky. And when I'd hear them interviewed after blowing a game to a team that wasn't in the playoffs, oh, that's okay. We're just waiting for the playoffs. We're just getting ready. Well, you've got to be on all the time. You've got to execute. There's got to be attention to detail in everything you do. And if they would have had that attitude, it would have been a lot better. Now, I look at this team. It can have that attitude because it struggled so much in the first 6 weeks, 2 months of the season. It's been up and down. It's one of the ugliest first places ever. But what I do like about this team is they're figuring out they have to play different ways. That those teams weren't changing for anything, the style they had to play. They weren't, you know, trying to figure out what the other team was doing and really change their game and tailor it to be better defensively, or maybe not to be physical, maybe just to check the puck and be a frustrating team. And we're seeing that. And right now, I look at, you know, they have a lot of players that can skate. There's a healthy competition going on for a lot of the different spots in the lineup up front. And then you've got on defense some speculation as to who's going to play in defense. So last year, everything was a given. Everyone was getting their jersey. No one was worried about who was playing every game because they knew who was playing. This team, guys are being held to a different standard, and maybe unfairly sometimes to some of the players may think that way. But there's a lot of wingers vying for spots right now. There's an injection of youth, which is always good. You know, if you can get a guy, Verana, playing, you know, at top speed all the time, and Burakovsky playing top speed and a smart game, and maybe Travis Boyd comes in and helps out, you know, in a fourth-line center role. There's a lot of different options right now. Jacob Yarabek that they picked up from Montreal has been really good when he's been in the lineup for the Caps. Actually, their record is 6-2 when he's in the lineup, and they've outscored the opposition 25-13 when he's out there. So, you know, these are things that matter, and I think having a roster like this where, you know, everyone has to, you know, walk in the dressing room every day and wonder who's getting a jersey, I think that's important. And the fact that they're picking up at the right time rather than slowing down, they're gaining momentum. You look at the play of TJ Oshie, you know, it looks like he's finally back to 100% physical health, and, you know, that really helps his game all the way around now that he's scoring and putting up numbers. He looks like a completely different person than he did a month ago.
Talking to Alan May, former Cap, of course, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. I know you talked about the Flyers when we were talking about Grubby, and that's a bad matchup. Is Philadelphia the one team that you don't want to see in the first round, or is there someone else you absolutely don't want to play?
Well, you look around the Eastern Conference, a lot of teams are playing right now. You know, you always look to Pittsburgh Penguins as a team. I'd rather someone soften them up than you try to win your first round. And Columbus, you know, they're one of the hottest teams in the league. But I think right now Philadelphia has been able to skate circles around the Caps and the games that they've played. And they've completely changed the identity of their team. They're no longer the Broad Street Bullies. They don't have anyone that fights. They don't have any punks on their team, more or less. You know, they're not trying to run you from behind in the glass. They're trying to skate you into the ice and score more goals than you by a bucket load. And so that team, they really scare me. And the New Jersey Devils, if you don't play them correctly, if they make it, you're in trouble. If you let them skate up and down the ice without getting in their way, they'll embarrass you. So, you know, I think you have to give everyone their respect. But now, from what I've seen, I would have to say it is the Philadelphia Flyers that the Capitals would be most concerned with because of the amount of speed that they have in their lineup, the quality of coaching that they have over there. And, you know, their biggest question mark would be goaltending at this point.
All right, Alan, always love having you on. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate the time, bro.
Yeah, take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Alan.
It's our pal Alan May.
He's getting all fired up.
Capitals analyst for NBC Sports Washington. 5 games to go. Capitals, of course, have a 46-24-7 record. Now a 7-point lead in the Metro. Holtby stopped all but 2 shots last night, so he actually has been playing better. Grubby, of course, has been playing great. Trot's going to have to make some decisions, but you know what? Alan May sold me on if they play the Flyers, going with Braden Holtby.
Oh, you flip-flopped already because you seem like a Grubby guy.
Well, he gave us that nugget about the Flyers basically owning Grubby.
Yeah, that's not a good trend.
Not a good one.
In the first round.
All right, if you want to chime in on that, you certainly can. Chime in on anything we've talked about today. We talked some NBA MVP. We talked opening day and a lot more. 800-636-1067. It's open line Thursday. Just give us a call on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Listener Lines.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is an open line Thursday. Here on the Junks, 800-636-1067 is the number. You could talk opening day in baseball. You could talk about Sua Cravens getting shipped off to Denver. Could talk about the NHL and NBA seasons winding down and the playoffs looming. Here's what makes OLT great. The calls we have lined up right now are one guy has shingles, another guy got out of prison, and the guy who's been on hold for 43 minutes, he has a business proposition, I think, for me. This is Kyle in Richmond. What's up, Kyle? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Ricky?
What's going on, Kyle?
Nothing much, man. Randy kind of whored me earlier asking for Nats tickets, but I do have a proposition for old Cakesy.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, my wife, I got my one-year anniversary coming up this weekend. The wife is a huge Britney Spears fan. She loves all the people. and tickets are going about $900. So for two tickets, it's like $900. So
and
my
MGM
proposition.
MGM in July? Yeah.
Yes, MGM in July. And with Cakesy being the old ambassador over there, I was thinking if he could somehow hook it with some tickets, I will stake his next poker outing. So, you know, $400 or $500, whatever it may be, I'll ship it on over if he can hook it with some ticks.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a really ethical thing for me to do, to use my standing as the MGM National Harbor Poker Ambassador.
By the way,
to get you free-rolled into the Britney Spears show.
Now, he may actually play before, but his next poker tournament is on Wednesday.
It is, yes.
First Wednesday of the month. And he's already staked.
He already gets staked.
I'm staked by the house.
Well, I was talking about what, I was more talking about his, you know, he's
cash games.
Next week. He's going to go two or three times. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Get the free roll one.
Yeah.
It was a reach.
It's a little bit of a grasp, Kyle.
You know what? He's going to think about it.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Best of luck to see Brittany.
All right. Sounds good, bud.
I mean,
let me ask you this. If he didn't bring it up on the air and you could actually pull it where no one would find out, would you do it?
Probably, most likely not.
Because you'd be
there's always a possibility, but I'm going to say most likely not.
The thing is, for shows like that,
would you be afraid that the station or MGM would find out?
It's just shady.
Yeah.
It's just shady.
And the truth is, for shows like that, it's not that easy to get those tickets for like the sold out shows.
So is you winning the lucky table every week?
Not shady at all. Everything's on the up and up, Valdez.
It's hard enough to get hooked with tickets. Like, he went to the Jim Gaffigan show.
I did.
But those were sold out shows, so it wasn't easy for him to secure tickets for himself.
Yeah.
So to try and secure tickets for somebody you don't know that is a listener, we appreciate it.
And it's a tougher poll. I think the Britney ticks are just going to be tougher to get.
Yeah,
Gaffigan tickets.
Are they going? He said they're going for $900 a piece or for
the
pair?
I don't know. Maybe for the pair. I'm not sure.
All the people. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Let's go to Dave. He's calling in from Palm Beach. What's up, Dave?
By the way, we've got callers from all over today.
We've got callers from York, Pennsylvania, Atlanta.
Charlottesville.
Richmond. Mm-hmm. Charlottesville. Junks are killing
it. And Ohio.
Ohio, that's right.
What's up, Dave? What's going on?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, Dave.
How y'all doing, man?
Good. Good. What's your story?
All the people. That's got to be my favorite clip, man. All the people.
Yep.
Anyway, man, last time I spoke to Cakes and Lurks last time, man. You were doing two-man shows. I was still in prison at the time.
That's right.
Were you in prison
that
for?
That was our personal prison doing two-man shows.
Yeah, I know how prison feels. I know how it feels.
Yeah, man. I just got out, man, 2.5 weeks ago. So
congratulations.
No, I do remember you calling. You were calling from prison. I do remember that.
What was the offense?
Yeah. Checks. I made some fake checks, but really real checks at the time.
And how long were you in? Refresh our memories.
3.5 years.
Well, hold on. Did you steal someone else's checks and just write the checks from there? What happened? What was the offense?
I had a system where I was able to come up with like account numbers and stuff like that from other people, and I could actually just facilitate it into a check form.
That sounds like a brilliant system.
How did you come up with that skill?
End up meeting a couple of chicks down here, man. The buns got me in trouble.
Glorify it. There's a reason you're 3.5 years. Have you landed on your feet? Because a lot of people say it's tough to find a job once you're out of prison.
Yeah, I did. I got my family base is strong, man. So luckily, I was a dummy. I never really messed up my life up to this point. Late in my life, I'm 36 now, so. They understood I was just a dummy, so I got a good starting off point.
Good. What are you doing now?
My family has a business, a contracting business.
Radio sales.
Yeah, right.
All right, so you're doing fine now. You got your own place?
Yeah.
Why didn't you hook up with us when we were in West Palm?
Well, I'm from Baltimore. I was saying earlier before, that probably explains a lot.
I don't know if I want to hang out with a convict, JP.
Yeah, he would have stole my credit cards.
Yeah, built cakes out of his millions of dollars.
He is a convict. No, you hang out at casinos all the time. Yeah, but most of those people aren't convicts.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I paid somebody else to steal the numbers, man. I didn't actually take the numbers.
How much money did you get out of this deal when you were stealing the check?
Well, I served the time, right, so they can't come back on me. They ended up getting me somewhere around like $15,000 for what they could prove.
Right. But it was a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I did it in increments that would not land me in fed time.
What were you doing with the money? Were you putting it in another account, or were you just keeping it under your couch?
Were you buying mutual funds?
Yeah, I was buying Bitcoin. I was just loading, man. Just, different places. I was blowing through a ton of it, too, going, hey, I'm down in Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
You saw Palm Beach. Nothing but dimes everywhere.
Right.
So it's real easy to burn through it.
I bet it was.
Don't get me wrong.
All right. Well, what's the worst thing or craziest thing you saw in prison?
Probably couldn't even tell you in there. One of the things, I had gotten to a camp in Central Florida, and it was chow time, so it's like 1,600 people go to eat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's long lines, and a lot of people don't like waiting in the lines. So one dude walks up and walks around and kind of cuts in front of like 10 people in front. Well, the guy he cut in front of looked at him crazy and said a word to him, reached in his pants, pulled out his shank, slicing down the side of the face.
Oh, that's what you get for cutting in line. You get cut on your face.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the whole point. They do that to mark them, to show them wherever else they go in prison, they'll be known.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah, it's wild, man. Baltimore was wild. They kind of set me up, at least I had some foundation to be able to survive. But, yeah, it's crazy there, man.
Well, glad that you landed on your feet, buddy. You'll never go back again, I hope.
Hell no, man.
Don't be stupid. You were stupid once. Don't be stupid twice.
Don't be stupid.
Don't be stupid.
That's our mantra.
This is what I tell my daughters when they leave the house every day. Make good decisions.
Yes.
Your dad didn't tell you that.
Say, don't be Dave from Palm Beach.
That's right. Don't do what
Dave does.
Don't be Dave.
Yes, correct.
So instead of saying, make a decision, I'll just say, don't be Dave.
Don't be a dummy like Dave.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark in Fredericksburg. What's up, Mark? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks, man? Just calling in because I've been sitting home all week with the shingles.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the shingles.
Well, Bickle,
I'm familiar.
Not the ones on the roof.
Bickle had shingles once, and he got them in Vegas, and he said they were excruciating.
Where do you have it?
Oh, man, it goes on my left side of my body, from the center of my chest, wraps all the way around to the center of my back. It is the worst pain ever. Like, I figured,
Are you scratching all the time? My grandma had it.
What's that?
Are you scratching all the time?
No, it doesn't itch, man. It just feels like I'm getting stabbed and burned at the same time.
Oh.
Like, I can't lay down. I can't wear a shirt. They say 1 in 3 people get it. So it's like you look around like 1 of you 3 might end up getting it. But it usually happens when you're like 60 plus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm 39 years old. You guys got a few years on me. So I'm thinking, man, you just got to watch out for it. It's bad. But at least I've been able to sit home and watch the Junkies all day.
Well,
so that's
cool. Right.
Are you able to sleep at all?
Yeah. They gave me some like ibuprofen 800 at first, and that didn't touch it, so I got Tylenol 3, and that's been letting me sleep, thank God, a little bit. But the worst part is for the infection, they prescribe you Valtrex, right? So I remember watching those Valtrex commercials for like herpes. So that's pretty embarrassing when you go to the pharmacist and you're like, yeah, I need to fill this prescription. And I just told him straight up, like, look, I got shingles.
Right.
It ain't the other thing.
They don't care. You think I care?
They don't care either way, but I get it. It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, it is.
You should have just walked up to the window with your shirt off, and they would have known.
I should have. I mean, honestly, you can't really wear a shirt, so I just, like I said, if you guys ever see somewhat of a little rash starting, I thought I got like bit by a spider or a mosquito or something at first, and then it just, once I went to the doctor, it was too late, man. It's still working its way, man. It's still kind of spreading around.
It lasts a long time, but you're right. Generally happens. I know two people, my mom and a close family friend, both in their 70s, who came down with shingles.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's when your immune system is compromised. It takes advantage.
I hope I can live until the 70s.
And shocker, EB had it.
Right. Everything happens to him.
It's nice to live into my 70s. Just hope that's the case.
I hope so, too.
I'm keeping fingers crossed.
I saw Stumper on Sunday. He came to the one-year-old birthday party we had for Isabella, and Stumper was like, EB sick in Florida again. I was like, yes, because when we went to visit my brother at University of Miami, I think we spent two nights, maybe three nights.
All right, he got sick.
EB never went out with us. No, he wasn't sick.
Oh.
He felt a cold coming on.
Yeah.
And we would just joan because he'd go to bed with the sweatpants. He's been doing it for years. And we were in Miami, Florida.
Right, he's wearing sweatpants. It's like 85 degrees out.
Tucked in the socks, just the whole thing.
Just a weird dude, man.
Yeah, who would ever overdress for the indoors from the guy wearing a knit cap indoors every day?
Yeah, but usually it's pretty cold in the studio.
It can be chilly.
It's okay today, but yesterday was cold.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for opening day, boys. You got a 12:30 game today. Of course, the Nats are postponed, which kind of sucks. I was looking forward to watching them, but they'll play tomorrow. But 12:30 is the first game today. Cubs, Marlins. It's an ESPN game. You got a couple 1:10 games. I was looking at the weather. The Tigers are hosting the Pirates. I'm not sure the Tigers will play today because it's going to be 38 degrees and a threat of rain. So if it rains, obviously not going to play. But if it doesn't rain, it's going to be mid-30s.
38 degrees. Not a lot of offense when it's 38 degrees outside.
Can you imagine? It's going to be, you know, 50s in a lot of other cities.
You won't play the under in that game.
It's going to be 40 degrees in Kansas City tonight.
Who's on the mound for the Cubs? Kerry Wood?
Yes.
Rick Russell?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Ferguson Jenkins?
Yep. So there's a lot of cold weather games today.
By the way, for my under bets, I need the Marlins to get swept by the Cubs. I'm already
didn't you say
obsessing.
Early in the show you didn't want to highlight this over and over and over
again? But my mania can't stop myself.
I can't help myself. Under for the Marlins, under what, 64?
I think so, yeah.
Probably a good one. I probably should have included
that. Probably solid.
I've only got 12 of them. Basically, I'm bet on half the league.
Right.
I'm rooting for or against half the league today.
All right. If you want to chime in on anything we've talked about Open Line Thursday, you can chime in at 800-636-1067. Hey, reminder, Cakes and I, we're going to be out at Tap Sports Bar MGM National Harbor this Saturday for the college basketball semifinals. We'll be there starting at 5 p.m. So come out, gamble, say hello, hang out, watch the hoops games. Should be fun. First one is Loyola Chicago against Michigan, I believe.
Correct.
Leaving the battle of the two number ones for later in the evening. But again, it's at Tap Sports Bar, which is an awesome place.
You were right earlier when you said that once opening day starts, now it starts a little bit earlier this year. It's usually in April, but they started earlier. They extended the season a little bit by 3-4 days to give the players more days off. But you were right when you said that March Madness just gets no shine this week.
Very little love at this point.
You know, there was Sunday to Saturday. You got like a 6-day break between games. Then you got baseball in there, throwing the baseball, and no one's really talking about it.
Yeah, I think Thursday, and I'll say all the way through Monday, it was hot. But then once Tuesday hit, people are talking, you know, hockey, basketball,
and baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah.
And now baseball starts. And then on Saturday, look, it'll get good ratings on Saturday, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Especially the second game.
Depending on what network it is. Is it on?
I think it's TBS.
TBS?
See, again,
I think it's TBS.
I've talked about this for the last few years. You keep watering down your product and putting it on multiple cable outlets.
Well,
I just think it's a bad idea.
Either way, you're going to find it.
It's true, but is it harder to find than it usually is?
Maybe for the average person, because they'll probably, you know, they don't pay attention to the four networks.
Right.
But
Do you know how phrases...
You'll know where to find it.
Yeah.
Do you know how phrases become popular in the world of sports? The big one, which I'm just being kind of made aware of that everybody's using now, is blue bloods. When does everybody call teams blue bloods?
You're just being made aware that that's a common term.
Well, it's just being used
with
a lot
like historic programs, historic power programs.
It was never used as frequently as this year. Like, oh, Loyola Chicago is going to be in there, but all the blue bloods, Villanova, Kansas, and Michigan are in there. Have some blue blood. It just seems like it's being thrown out. Just like this one probably 10 years ago, but nobody talked about sample size 20 years ago, right?
I don't know.
When we started the show, we talked about sample size, and then all of a sudden people started talking about sample size. People now in hockey talk about high danger. That's the new thing. High danger chances.
High danger.
Well, the high danger thing is a lot newer than blue bloods.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It just seems that I'm hearing it more frequently.
Well, it fits this year.
One of the NFL faves in the last few years is that receiver can really high point the ball.
Yeah.
That's a buzzword. You're going to hear like Mike Mayock say that 1,000 times during the NFL season. It's kind of his thing.
All right. You know what we haven't done today? The entertainment page. And we're almost out of show. So yep. I think you need to entertain us.
Good thing we're almost out of show because the EP is a little bit light. I mean, it's a little bit thin.
Hey, this is kind of entertainment.
Well, we did some EP.
I'm going to give you a 5 and 10 story
Size.
For your EP that is, you know,
are you
going to
do
related?
It or am I going to do it? I'm doing it.
You're going to do it. But
you can slide it in.
We did a little EP earlier and we talked about
so
Roseanne.
So I'm going to pull a Bickle and just read it without looking at it? Oh, I have this already.
There you
can be something
oh, you already
had
that story?
Jason will be sized for this.
There you go.
The 2018 Masters just got better. Will feature shot tracer technology, Jason.
Good. I think every network, every shot should have shot tracer. So that's the first time ever?
Yep.
Pretty cool.
For the Masters. The
for
shot
the Masters,
tracer
yeah.
is just where you see the drive.
You see the trajectory
this is
of the ball.
Bill Payne or whatever white guy runs the Masters in 2018. I don't know if I like this newfangled shot tracer technology. But I'm told it makes the viewing experience better.
Remember when Fox tried to do that with hockey?
Yes. They had the
halo.
The light-up puck.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't hate it. If they brought that back, I think I'd be okay with it. Because I do like gimmickry. I do like when they trick things up from time to time.
And God knows you like a new uniform.
Oh, I love new uniforms. Love them. Love uniform tweaks, upgrades, alternate jerseys. I love the caps. Navy blue for their game at the Naval Academy.
Everyone jones on the glowing puck, but that technology, that company that started it, after that failed, they had to come up with something or go out of business, and they came up with the first and 10 line, the yellow line.
That's pretty good. Pretty good advancement by them.
Right.
They had to scramble a little bit, but they came up with something silly.
You made a football pun with scramble.
Didn't even know I did that, JP. Somebody who likes attention dollars more than ROM, more than AWOD, is my, I guess, second story on the EP. Corey Feldman has been released from the hospital hours after checking himself in following what he claims was an attempted homicide. The LAPD tells Daily Mail that Feldman was released early Wednesday morning, shortly after he shared two posts detailing an attack that he believes almost cost him his life. The actor, who's 46, wrote on Twitter he was sitting in his car on Tuesday night, and while his security detail, by the way, why does
he need one?
Why does he have a security detail? Is that just
he
being
make,
like a friend?
Is he just making that up?
He claims his security detail was distracted by a group of men. Then an individual opened his door and stabbed him in the abdomen with something in quotation marks.
He has some like entourage of women that follow him too, right? I saw something on TV with Corey Feldman.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Almost like he has like 3 or 4 Hooters chicks, basically.
Yeah.
I that think are he, around him
call,
all the time.
Does he call them like his angels or something,
something
like that?
Something like that.
He's wacky.
Yes, he's very weird.
He also claimed on Twitter that the attack...
I mean, then again, if you have 4 attractive women following you around, you can't hate on that, right?
He claimed on Twitter that the attack was the work of the NC State Wolfpack, a group of powerful Hollywood players that he believes have been trying to kill him in order to get revenge after he named a number of alleged pedophiles in the movie industry. Now, there were no visible injuries on his body, according to an LAPD officer.
Hmm.
So people think he's just completely fabricating the story, completely made up.
I mean, if you're
just
stabbed,
so desperate for attention,
if you're
dollars,
stabbed, you're usually going to have a mark.
You would think.
All right, let's go to the phones.
He did a lot of movies.
He did a lot of movies. He's pretty prolific.
Jesus. Anna from Bethesda wants to chime in. I heard that she's feeling quite happy.
Ah, Anna, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Anna.
I wanted to know when you do opening day. Hello. When you do opening day at the ballpark, your show.
Yep.
I wanted to know how long are you going to do it.
And 4 hours.
We're going to do a 4-hour show.
6 to 10, just like we always do our show.
Yeah, because they don't open the ballpark till like about 12.
Yeah, that might be a little problem.
Yeah, I don't think you, yeah. They're not going
to
let you
in
at 6.
I wanted to find out if you could possibly stay a little longer so your Nats fans can meet you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Anna, can we play a little game with you? We haven't done this in a while.
What's that?
I'm gonna throw out a couple questions. We're gonna bet on it, $1 each, and then after the three of us make our bet, then you have to answer the question. Okay.
That's what I wanted to find out.
So hold off, Anna. Anna's in Bethesda.
Put her on hold because there's no way she can play along. We'll just get back to her in a second.
All right. let's guess what her poison is. Like, what was she drinking to get in this state?
I don't think she's drinking. I just think she's drinking. Just generally, be clueless.
I do think she's been drinking.
Did you ask her, Drab?
Oh. I'm going in with
maybe she's got some sort of a condition.
Hasn't touched alcohol this morning,
Jason.
I'm going to agree with Cakes.
Really?
Yeah. I know she sounds it.
Well, I'll just take the field. I think she's been drinking, Anna.
Yeah.
Have you been drinking either late last night, throughout the evening, or today?
I don't drink.
You don't drink.
That's enough.
Wow.
See, told you.
Silly read by us, Jason.
All right. Do you want to guess her age?
All right. I'm going to say 66.
I'm going to go double nickel, 55.
Well, I'd go over 67 because I think she's older.
All right.
Anna?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm not telling.
It's just a game. Nobody knows who you are.
Tell us if you're in your 50s or 60s or 70s. Come on.
Perfect use of
me. She's
not playing along.
The only last question I had was
profession. I just enjoyed
it. Unemployed. I was
retired.
Unemployed.
Highest level of education, Cakes? Well, this is of Bethesda. Generally, Bethesda people are educated.
I'm just going to go unemployed.
Well, we can't find out because you hung up on her.
I didn't. Valdez did.
Yeah.
That was Valdez's
bet. And by the way, just since we hung up on her, unfortunately, EB Cakes, I have to leave, but Jason will stick around to meet you.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Opening day.
I believe when I'm on vacation. Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. You're not even going to be here.
Yeah, your boy's off next week.
All right, let's get our pal Bruce.
You're going to come in just for that show.
Good morning, Junkies.
Hello, Bruce.
What's going on, Bruce?
Not plus. I got an announcement to make.
Okay.
What's your My Whole Cue or the Blue Book on Kickstarter?
I knew it was going to be a Saturn joke.
I couldn't track it. What did he say?
What's lower, his IQ or the Blue Book value of
the Saturn?
The silly green Saturn.
That's a good one. That's a good one. What are you doing today, Bruce?
I gotta help my mom.
All right, go help your mom.
Good. How about opening day? Are you gonna watch any baseball today?
If I get around, what channel?
Channel 5.
It's on different channels. Are you
okay?
Going to Pickles?
Who do you think wins the World Series this year?
The Nationals.
That's a good pick.
There it is.
All right, Bruce. Best of luck with your mom.
Okay.
All right.
It's our guy, Bruce the Hugger.
Bruce has been calling in every Thursday for how many years?
Since the HFS years.
Or early 2000s.
It's a tradition unlike any other.
That's right. And by the way, we told the story earlier. Cakes is now going to start driving the old beat-up 2003 Saturn.
2004.
2004
Saturn.
Let's
not add an extra year to it.
14-year-old car. It's a Saturn. I could probably barely fit in it.
You're probably right.
But he's going to drive that to work starting when?
I don't know, probably in a couple months.
Yeah. When you give your car to your daughter.
Yeah, I've got a lot of transactions to make as far as cars go.
Yep. Keep having kids. Many,
a lot of kids.
Hey, doing it.
Go back to Anna, who has called back.
Anna?
Yes.
Are you in your 50s, 60s, or 70s?
Valdez, that's me.
I'm trying to get an
we
answer.
We actually want to hear.
Valdez, I don't care how old she is. I just love the bit. So keep doing the bit.
She's still there.
I want to know the situation with the ballpark thing.
All right. We'll see you at the ballpark.
Hey, what's got to do with the ballpark thing? Hey, stay late. Here, let me in early.
What is the deal with the ballpark? We're just doing our show, right? The station's going to be there all day, so I'm assuming we're doing our show from, what do you like to call it?
The red toaster box.
The toaster
out
box.
Out in left field. Is right behind section 106.
You guys are donks. You don't listen.
No, we're going to be on the
field. You're on the field.
Oh, there you go. Silly.
Next Thursday.
Where on
the
field?
Base line.
Third baseline.
Like all right, the median town's going to be there.
Right in front of the dugout?
I believe so.
All right.
Rizzo will be there in person.
Right.
On TV.
And I'm not going to stay in the learner's suite.
All right. I do know this. Granddaddy. Next.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Trek all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.